We're talking today with Dr. Kim Anderson from Oklahoma State University. Kim, you heard the numbers today, a bigger wheat crop here in the state of Oklahoma compared to a year ago, potentially. Kansas looks like a good bit, maybe bigger than a year ago, potentially again. It looks like we're going to have a fairly strong wheat crop as far as bushels are concerned. Does that concern you regarding price potential then?
No, I don't think it's going to have much impact. The impact it could have, I believe, is in the basis as we start bringing this crop in. If it comes in well above average like they're talking about, I think some elevators are going to run out of storage space. I've talked to a couple elevators today that are already bagging it. They're already planning on putting it on the ground. If with that happenings and we run out of space, then I think that basis is going to go in the tank, go down. Also, they'll probably insist on buying that wheat now so that they can move it on out into the market. So I think it's good news that we've got a big crop. Prices was already down. So the more wheat you have to sell, I think the better off our producers are going to be. But they're going to have to get through harvest and through finding a home for all this product.
Right. If they indeed have to go ahead and pull the trigger by virtue of what the elevator dictates to them, how does that figure into your strategies a lot of time, where particularly the mechanical strategy of a third and a third and a third?
Well, I think this year is looking like a year to maybe sell a little less at harvest. So if you're forced into sales, of course you've got to have money to operate, and we're going to have to move some product that way. But if you can afford it, I'd say this is the year to store it. Now, there's still price risk. The speaker today talking about a relatively large world crop, less than last year, but still well above average. And he talked about increasing ending stocks, another record ending stocks, and an increase in the stocks-to-use ratio. The world situation is driving our price, not what's going on here in Oklahoma or Kansas. Yes, we'll have minor impacts on the price, but the big impact, I think, is going to be finding a home for it, getting into storage. But once it's in storage, I think there's potential higher prices as you get out into the August, September, October, November time period. If you look back at 2010, I believe it's 2012 and 10, we had a $6 price move from $3 to $9 in a seven-month time period in 2010. We had a $3 price move in 2012. And you get that from losing a foreign crop or foreign crops, world production going lower than expected. If it's going to happen, and right now the odds are against it, but if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in the August, September, October time period. So I would probably, lower that third to maybe a fifth, 20%, 15, 20%, enough to get you some operating money at harvest, and then store it out in the fall. There's still going to be a 50-cent price risk, unless, of course, we fill the bins and we don't have space and that basis is down. And then you're probably not going to have very much price risk at all. You'd have to pay storage, a minuscule amount of interest, and then move. But I'm looking at moving product out in the September, October, November, December time period this year rather than at harvest.
Typically on the basis, does it, because it kind of, the problem exacerbates itself right at harvest and then it kind of recovers?
And normally, that's what you'll see. And if you've been watching the basis, you go back a year, our basis was a minus 20 cents or 20 cents under the nearby. Right now, most locations are 60 to 70 cents under the July contract price. And if you'll go back to 2009, when we got a crop in the bin that was low test weight, low protein, our basis got to $1.30. Less than. That's another 50 cents we could lose on the basis going from 50 to $1.30. You have a big crop, you have a relatively low test weight, then we could lose that 50 cents on the basis real easy.